This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children or the sons of God. The world does not know us. The world doesn't say that to us. When you stop in at 7-Eleven, they don't greet you. Hey, son of God. They don't. The world doesn't recognize who you are. But then he says, neither did they recognize Jesus when he was on the earth. Someday in heaven, you will be recognized for who you are in Christ, and the angels will honor that. Beloved, we are the children of God. Very dogmatically, he says that in verse 2. We are God's children. We are his sons and his daughters. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, what all that means to us in the future. We look through a glass darkly. We don't really see all of the details of heaven quite yet. We don't know really how it's going to be. We got some hints. We got a little bit of information about heaven, but not the complete story yet. So it hasn't been revealed what shall be. But this we do know, that when he is revealed, when he comes back for us, when he is manifested, when he appears, we shall be like him. The reason for that is we shall see him as he is, and our new creation is a reflection of him. And so when we are in his very presence, we will reflect who he is. And that works even today as you continue to move closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ in your walk with him, that you reflect who he is. But knowing who we are in Christ isolates us. Knowing what Christ has done for us and who he has made us to be, those of you who, and I believe all of you have, received Christ as your Savior, and he is your personal Savior, and he is knowing that and knowing what he's done for you, isolates you from being dragged down by your daily failures. And yes, you have failures probably every day. If you don't think so, we have people who could hang with you for a day and point them out for you. Very skilled at pointing out fault. But instead of getting dragged down, we have a picture of ourselves. We have a mental picture of who we are, which was given to us. This concept of ourselves was given to us by studying the Word of God. We relate to God in our relationship with him by seeing ourselves the same way that God sees me. I see myself the way he sees me. And so in Colossians 1 and verse 22, God, how do you see me? Well, he says, you're holy, unblameable, and unreprovable. Wow, that's me? I'm holy? Didn't feel very holy this morning, but I'm holy. I'm unblameable. I'm unreprovable. And the key is in that verse, if you see it, in his sight. How God sees it. So God sees me as holy, sees me as unblameable, sees me as unreprovable. Why does he do that? Because that was one of the benefits I received when I got Christ as my Savior. That was part of the package. And so that doesn't have anything to do with feeling holy. It has to do with God's declaration upon me. So I'm holy because God said so. And you're un, you're You're unreprovable, unblameable, perfect. Your King James Bible. And so that's our mental picture. We see ourselves as having been saved, cleansed, washed clean in the blood of Christ, justified, declared righteous in His sight, unreprovable, unblameable. We see what God has done for us in Christ and where we are and who we are, and yes, we are the children of God. And all of this because God so loved the world that He sent His Son. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. So we walk with Him, and He doesn't want us feeling guilty or living in guilt about our failures in life. But He wants us to walk knowing that we are forgiven and knowing that we are justified. For a Christian to go around living in guilt all the time, he's gonna end up in Isaiah 59:2, where the guilt feelings will separate him from his walk with God. It'll be like Adam in the garden, hiding in the trees from God, withdrawing himself from the presence of God. It'll be like Peter in Luke 5:8 saying, "Lord, get away from me, I'm a sinner." It's the result of guilt. Guilt wants to separate you from God. And God doesn't want you to feel guilty even though you make mistakes, even though you fail, even though you sin. He wants you to have a picture of yourself as God sees you. I see me as God sees me. I am what I am by the grace of God. He wants you to be above that. The world doesn't recognize it, of course. But that's who we are. We walk with God when we agree with God in Amos 3:3. And so we are who we are by the grace of God. We are righteous and we are complete and we are perfect. In spite of our behavior, which still needs work, and the Holy Spirit is doing that. But our mental picture always is our standing with God. This is my standing over here, and it's different from my daily walk over here. My standing is constant. It never changes. My walk, I have great days and I have maybe not so great days. But it's my standing with God that is eternal. And that will take me into heaven and beyond into eternity. It's my walk with God that will be my testimony on the earth. It will determine how God will use me and how I will affect others. So God is concerned with my walk, very concerned with it. But the constant is your position or your standing with God. Now, verse 3 is the kicker here this morning. Because it says this, that those of you who have this hope, the hope of heaven, the hope of eternity, the hope of who you are in Christ, all this that you've been taught and told. You have this hope in you that these things are true. Those people who are born again, those people who have the Holy Spirit inside of them, which is the result of being born again, it's the result of receiving Christ as your Savior, is the indwelling Spirit of God in a person's life. And that Spirit is a Holy Spirit. And that nature is a holy nature. And believers who know that, verse 3 tells us this, John is saying this. He says, those people who know that when they, who are God's children, who know all these things, they have an inward inclination to live right before God on this earth. Inwardly, there's something inside them that wants to do it right. They want to be right. And just like Pastor Tom said, you can be sitting in the congregation and you know, even though you're not going to live in condemnation over it, you know who you are in Christ, you know that you're forgiven, you know that you're justified, but you've got these secret things in your life, you don't like them. There's something in you that doesn't like those things in continuing in your life. There's something inside of us that doesn't like living this way. And desires for God to do. You're helpless. You understand your own willpower is limited. You've tried to overcome things many, many times and failed. You know that you're completely weak before these things, but you still don't like them. You haven't embraced them. You don't accept them. They still happen in your life, but you hate it when it happens. You know enough not to condemn yourself and not to put yourself down and not to withdraw and just give up. You know enough to do that, but you don't like what's going on in your life. The addiction, the sinful practice, whatever it might be, the secret things. Maybe nobody else knows about it. Maybe only a few people know. But you don't like it. And he that has his hope in himself wants to live pure before God, wants this stuff cleansed from his life. They want it out. Knowing I cannot change myself, we do what Pastor Tom said this morning. We draw near to the flock. We go with the body. We find out where the shepherd's tent is. We have a pastor teacher. We learn. We hear the word, and progressively we allow the word to be the cleansing agent of our souls, to clean this stuff out of us. We have that hope that God's going to do it, and we keep going forward. We keep coming. We don't quit. We don't give up and just dive into our sin. We keep coming because we want it purified. We want it cleansed out of our life. Living in sin is not comfortable for us. We stumble. We fail. Everybody fails. Everybody falls. But we get back up and we keep going. Proverbs 24:16. We get back up every time. And we don't like the failure. We don't fall and just stay down there and grovel in our sin and say, oh, well, it's all grace. I'll just keep doing it. I'm covered. Just give me some grace, Jesus. And we feel comfortable about our sin. We don't feel comfortable. We shouldn't feel comfortable. Our nature is holy. It's a Holy Spirit. We've known people over the years, and I can't explain them. Sometimes people, I know people who have come, they've learned the grace message, they've learned who they are in Christ, they've got the positional truth stuff down, and then they go off into the world and just live in sin. And their attitude is, I just wanted to know I'm saved. And then they go off and live in sin. Is that without any discomfort at all? As far as no.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study and